Hey there, welcome to the High Five Podcast. Each week the hosts Caleb, Derek, and Jay share their favorite things on a wide range of topics. They chat, debate, and sometimes even agree on their top picks, from serious to silly. Sometimes they have a guest join them to add a new perspective. Whether they take it seriously or just for the laughs, you're in for a treat. So grab your headphones and let's get started on this week's High Five.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom shakalaka.
Does it go up?
Nope.
What?
Yeah, that's why I don't like these chairs in here. I'm lobbying the budget department.
Oh, come on.
The powers that be.
Yeah. All right. How are you doing, Caleb?
I'm good, man. How are you guys?
Good. We're joined this week by...
me.
Vivian.
Disney expert, Vivian.
Disney, our local Disney expert, Vivian.
That's me.
So, Derek's off one more week, but we got kind of a hot one here with Caleb just getting back from Disney World
yep.
with his family, wanting to talk some Disney. So,
it's our favorite.
So
now I feel like I can actually, you know, now that I've been to all four parks and have been to them recently,
yeah,
I can actually compile a real list.
Yeah.
So tell us about your trip. You were there for what, 4 days, you said, or 5 days?
So we were there. We flew out Wednesday, and we got back on Monday.
Okay.
Thursday, we spent at Animal Kingdom.
Yep.
So we were at Animal Kingdom all day. Friday, we spent at Magic Kingdom.
Yep.
Saturday was our off day, so we did some pool activities. And then when Disney gave us free mini golfing, so we went mini golfing and then did Disney Springs very shortly. We weren't there for very long. Basically got dinner there, and that was about it. And then Sunday was Hollywood Studios, and then we flew on Monday, super early Monday morning.
Yeah,
yes,
we've done that
many times.
Yep.
That's the worst.
Yeah, I think we were up at like 4:40. So, ugh. But yeah, no, it was a lot of fun. It was a blast. It was the so I had been to Magic Kingdom when I was probably 10.
Oh, because you didn't go when you went with us.
No, nope. And then, yeah, I think the only other time
we didn't go to Magic Kingdom with them.
We didn't go to Magic Kingdom.
Really?
Yeah, we did Animal Kingdom, Hollywood Studios, and Epcot.
Epcot. I remember Epcot specifically.
I remember.
Yep. Oh, and I remember Hollywood Studios.
Hollywood Studios, yeah, specifically.
Because we went to Galaxy's Edge with you.
I remember the Darth Vader photos and stuff. Yeah.
Yep.
We have the photo of you with your family and us in front of the Millennium Falcon.
Mm.
Yep.
We have framed somewhere in our house. I think it's in our dining room.
In our dining room?
Mm-hmm. On the
Oh yeah.
On the bar area there. Mm-hmm.
We were watching a video of Jameson and Vivian having a lightsaber battle in front of the Millennium Falcon at night.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Of course, yes.
Cool.
Yeah, so that was, like I said, the first time I've been to Magic Kingdom in a long, long time. I have like vague memories of it. Like I remember Space Mountain.
Yep.
And that's really about all. And I remember the castle, and that was about it. I don't remember anything else. So it was nice to go there. So.
Okay.
It might be, we were having this discussion as a family, what our favorite parks were. And I think most of us agreed that probably Magic Kingdom might be our favorite.
Yeah, it has a lot of good rides.
Yeah, we figured Magic Kingdom and Hollywood Studios are the two that we cannot skip. Like those are the two we have to go to. And then it's kind of a rotation between Epcot and Animal Kingdom.
Yep. I agree. Although Magic Kingdom's getting better.
Ooh, I don't know. Epcot is one of my
Oh,
favorites.
Epcot. No, Epcot is. Now that Epcot is done and once Test Track is
Oh my
finished,
gosh, Test Track.
Epcot is gonna be
It's gonna be so
the
good.
best.
But there's always new things there, so it's always
Yep.
kind of closed down, which is kind
Yeah.
of
Well, but
annoying.
that's good. They're always making it better, that means. So anyway, so we're doing Disney rides this
We
week.
are.
Caleb's hot from the park, and we went in January, and we're obviously wanting to go back.
We went to Universal, and while I was planning for this, I was writing down what park each ride was from, and I was like, oh no, because there's some rides in here that are in California,
Yeah.
and I couldn't remember what those parks were called. I was blanking. I was like, Islands of Adventure? No, that's
Nope,
Universal.
Universal. That's funny.
What is it? California Adventure and
And
what's
Disneyland.
the other? Just Disneyland,
Oh, that's it? Okay.
Yeah.
Yep. I was thinking they had a different name.
Since Vivian is our guest this week, I think we should let Vivian go first with her number five.
Okay.
My number five. Okay, hold on. Gotta pull it up. Okay. My number five is Tron Light Cycle Run, Magic Kingdom, Florida.
Yep.
Yes.
I like the location as well.
Yes.
What do you love about Tron?
I feel like it's very fast and it's very like
Exhilarating.
yeah, that start is crazy.
Yeah.
It's just yeah, I like it. It's great.
Yep.
Yeah. But it's very short. It would have ranked higher if it was a longer ride.
Yeah, it is a very
That's
quick ride, that's for sure.
Yes, that's what I'll say about Tron.
Yep. So,
But it is a very cool experience. Like the queue and stuff is pretty cool.
yep.
Yeah.
Well,
Okay,
I'm
I'll
gonna piggyback on that because my number five is also Tron, Light Cycle
Yes.
Run,
Okay.
Magic Kingdom,
Florida.
Florida.
Yes.
Orlando, Florida,
Orlando,
USA.
Florida. Yep.
Earth.
Earth.
Yes.
Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Is there more?
I don't think so.
No. I don't know.
Yeah, I think
There is, but I
there is,
don't
but
know.
I
The
don't.
visible universe. I don't
Yeah.
know.
Yes. So
Yep.
anything you need to add for Tron?
I just love like that ride literally blows your hair back. Like it's
It's
and
crazy.
it's so cool. They take photos and like action shots that you can get through the app that are just perfect. And so we have some of the coolest photos with loved ones. Like you got, well, you guys didn't go, but like Brad,
Brad and Kaylee.
Uncle Brad and his wife
Aunt
Kaylee,
Kaylee.
Aunt
Yeah.
Kaylee, went with us, and the photo that they have is so cool from that. It's
Yeah.
very fun. So yeah, all the same reasons. That's my number five.
Yes.
Well, I'm piggybacking because my number five is Tron as well.
Well,
Yep.
that's
Yeah,
perfect.
and I'm with you. If part of the reason it's so low on the list, it's a great ride, but
Yeah.
it is too short,
It is.
and like the story isn't
Yeah.
great either. You know,
They
like
need to.
Disney's all about the story for a ride, you
Yeah.
know, like that's what you're going on
I
the
feel
ride
like
for.
if they
Not
put
great.
like $1 million into that thing,
Okay, but
they
it's
could make some sort of interactive part to this ride where you could just like be a racer and you can like do different things each time you go.
But like it opened like not that long
Yeah.
ago, like
No,
about a
and
year ago, but
it
like
probably
still.
wouldn't be hard to do it. So that's
No,
something
I what
you
I
could do
my thing that
2.0
I
or
wish they would
something.
have done is had it like dueling tracks where like you're
Yes.
going side by side with
Yeah,
another
so you
one.
could actually race with people.
Yeah, like that would
And
be Cool.
Like, because I don't want to. What if I don't want to be team blue?
Yeah.
Right,
What if I want
right.
to be team red?
What if I want to be team orange? What if I like their costumes better?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like we
Now,
got to like choose a name for you and like see who went faster, or it's just like randomized or something. Yeah.
I do think the cart that you're in is a really cool ride experience. It's
Yeah.
very
Yeah.
unique. There's not another ride like that, so that's
Yeah.
cool.
Yeah, you feel like you're riding a motorcycle.
Yeah.
It's always fun to get shot out of a roller coaster. That's always a fun experience, no matter what the coaster is. So, yeah, it's a great ride. It's so much fun, but it is a little too short, and I wish the theming was better. So those are my two
Yeah.
critiques.
Yep.
It's very
Same.
fast, though. Very fun.
It is.
Okay.
All right, Viv, what's your number four?
My number four is, oh, this is a good one. Cars, Radiator Springs Racers, California Adventure, California.
Nice.
Anaheim. Yes.
Okay.
So this is, it's basically test track, but themed to cars. And it is dual track, so you're actually racing somebody.
And it is
Okay.
random.
It's random who wins, but like somebody
Yep.
goes faster than you, and you're like, oh no. Yeah, like that. But it is very well themed, and I just think it's so cute. And the scenery is beautiful. Like that land, like the cars land,
Yeah.
is very cool. Yeah. The town of Radiator Springs.
Yep.
But yeah. So it's basically test track, but better.
And random, better story. Yeah, it's one that you get a different experience every time you go.
Yeah, so it just like takes you through like racing, and you go to the wheel, you go to the tire shop,
Yeah.
and you get fancy tires, but like, yeah.
If I was a cars person,
I
it'd
would,
be in my
yeah.
top five solidly. It was
But,
my number, fell outside, it was my number seven.
yeah.
But I agree. Like, it's just such a great ride. If it was like Star Wars themed, or if it was like, some other IP that I loved, it would
Yeah.
be
Well, I
be way up
very
there.
highly
Highly
I
ranked.
think the IP is perfect.
Oh,
I
it
just
is
watched
perfect.
Cars,
Yeah.
so I'm starting to appreciate it more. It's really cute though, and I really like it.
Yeah.
I think it's perfect. I wish we had it in Florida.
Yeah.
That's my basically only thing.
Isn't that what they're rumored to be doing
It's
at
gonna
Magic
be
Kingdom?
cars themed, but it's gonna be different. It's not gonna be just radiator.
Okay.
Yeah, it's gonna
Got
be
it.
like a mountain version or something. I don't
Yeah. Like
know.
off-road trucks or
They
something.
better not mess it up though, because I was just in like the Tom and Huck show, like the play, and now I
Yeah.
finally get Tom Sawyer's Island. But I haven't gone since then, and they're gonna close it before I go.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sad. Yep. So yeah, that was your number four.
Yes, it
All
was.
right. My number four is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Yep.
And if I had to pick, it'd be the Disneyland version. It's just got a different, like, free show walkthrough.
Yeah.
It's
Okay.
all like the eras of Mickey Mouse. It's just very like nostalgic. It's like you're walking through a Mickey museum. So it's
Is the
really
ride the
good.
same?
The ride
It's
is
basically the
basically
same.
the same. Yeah, there's a
Okay.
couple turns that are a little different, but the theming and the story is the same.
Yeah.
Got it.
So yeah, that's my number four.
Oh, and the area that it's in is so cute. I
Yeah.
just love the Toontown
Toontown, yeah.
area. It's so cute.
Okay. Yeah.
And
Yeah.
like there's like hills in the background, and it looks like the first time I walked in there, it blew my mind. It was crazy. Yeah.
Disney's good at that.
Disney
Yeah.
does that. Yeah.
Yeah, and we love Mickey Mouse. We love the Mickey shorts that these are themed
Yeah.
after. So it's a favorite for us. Anytime we go to Hollywood Studios,
It's a must do.
it's a must do for
And
us.
well, in Hollywood Studios, there's a churro stand right next to it. And so we always get churros and we take a picture with the Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway sign. It's like a tradition. So we have tons of those photos. Yeah, it's great.
Okay,
So, yeah,
so
that's my number four.
My number four was really hard. To be honest, this whole list was kind of hard. I struggled with it. But at number four is Tiana's Bayou Adventure. An incredible ride. I could have put it up higher. I probably should have put it up higher, but I put it at four just because there's other rides that I felt like had to go in front of it.
This is a
So
tough story for me.
I know. I know you haven't been on, I know you haven't been on it. I
Tell
texted
your
your I
story.
texted your mom and I texted your mom and dad as we were waiting in line saying we're about to ride it, and they're like, "You can't tell Vivian, she hasn't rode it yet." But it is awesome. It is a great ride. I don't remember what was it before?
Splash
The
Mountain.
Splash Mountain. I don't remember it. Like, I
It's
know I went on
pretty
it.
mid.
But the theming, like, I don't know if they adjusted the actual ride itself, but it was a lot more fun than what I thought it was going to be. It was, yeah, it was a really fun, cool
It's just gonna
ride.
make it so much more worth it when you get to finally ride it.
Yeah.
Yep. We
And
brought
hopefully,
ponchos so we didn't get all wet. So we had
nice.
our ponchos
Oh,
on and yeah,
sad story.
I think it was everyone's one of their top rides from the trip. So yeah,
Cool.
definitely a great ride.
But Tiana's my favorite. And we've
Yeah.
been to that park like twice now. But the timing hasn't been right. It's like
Yeah.
closed or like it's
Too
like
cold.
windy or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hear that a lot. In fact, our animatronics weren't working quite as well when we went through. Like, her mouth wasn't moving, and
Oh,
then the
okay.
grandma had some issues. So,
Grandma Tala.
Grandma
Yeah.
Tala. That's from Moana,
Grandma
Devin.
Odie. Sorry.
It's
Mama
not, it's
Odie.
Mama Odie.
Mom Odie.
I got there.
How many times, though?
But yeah, it's a fun ride. I was kind of going into it like, oh, it'll be fun, and it really impressed me. So
Cool.
it's a
More
great
than
ride.
Tron, so.
It did. Yep.
That says
Yep.
something. Tron's great.
Yeah. All right.
Yep.
So that was your number four.
Oh.
Back to you, Viv. What's your number
Back
three?
to me. Okay. My number three, oh, yeah, is Incredicoaster, California Adventure, California, Anaheim. But yes, it's basically like the most intense roller coaster. I would say more intense than Tron.
It used to be California Screamin'
Yeah.
when it first opened.
But now it's Incredibles themed, and it goes upside down once, and it's so fun. It was my biggest roller coaster that I had done before I went to Universal, and now looking at it, it's probably way less thrilling
Sure.
because I rode the one that has seven
Upsy downsies.
upsie
Upsy
downsies.
downsies. Yep.
But like yes, it's very fun. Makes dad sick.
Yeah. I can
So
ride it once.
I could ride it
Why does it
like
make you
so
sick?
many times. The upsie
The
downsies.
upsy downsies on that
Okay.
one, it's a really intense one. It like makes me almost black out.
Oh my
Okay.
gosh, really?
Like I start seeing fuzzy things. Yeah.
How did you do the seven upsie downsies then?
Well, I took the
Oh,
motion
yeah.
sickness patch.
True, you would have blacked out on that if
Yeah.
you didn't have your
But it's
patch.
also it's how intense the upsie downsies are
Yeah.
too. Like that one, you're kind of going around, and then it's a real quick upside down. The other ones, it's more, they're doing rolls, and they're
Yeah.
then they send you through some mist to make you feel better.
Yeah.
Like it's designed to
Wake you up,
wake you up.
not die. Well,
Yeah.
black out, but like still. But yeah, it's a very fun ride. It's very cute. I love the theming. It's the story is like the whole family's together, but then Jack-Jack the baby, who has like crazy superpowers, gets loose, and so all of the people have like their own section of trying to get it. So like at first, it's like, what's his name? The fast one?
Oh, yeah.
Dash.
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 Dash, like, launches you at the start of the roller coaster to try to get him.
Yep.
And then like Violet uses her force fields to like, I don't know, something. But yeah. So it's very good
Nice.
themed. I like it. It's a great ride.
Number three.
Nice. Number three.
Okay. My number three is Avatar Flight of Passage. That's at Animal Kingdom at Walt Disney World, Orlando, Florida. It's just such like so it's getting old, you know. It's been out for a long time now.
Yes. Yep.
So like it could probably use a new like projection system or new screens or however they do it.
But it has like sense
Yeah, but
during the
it's
ride.
just
It's
like
great. I love it.
so immersive. You feel like you're flying on a banshee.
Yeah.
And
I do love that ride, but it did not make my top five,
yeah.
unfortunately. It is in
Yeah.
my honorable mentions.
As I was just looking at the list of rides and I was ranking them based upon like what I would want to ride right now and then like what would I want to ride over or you know or below other rides and just kind of ordering it that way. And that's how it got
Oh.
here right now. I was like, I would ride that one the third most right now. Like
Yeah.
that'd be my third most likely one to just want to ride.
Yeah, so
Nice. Just a
Avatar.
fun whole experience. The walk through the different parts of the land that it's in, but then into the you know research facility and all that. It's just so cool. The pre-show is, I mean,
Yeah.
probably just as much part of the ride.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's my number three.
It was my
Nice.
number six,
Okay,
so it
just
was very
outside.
close. Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Caleb, what's yours?
Nice. My number three is Rise of the Resistance, Hollywood Studios, Orlando, Florida, Disney World.
Yes.
I mean, first of all, it's Star Wars, and I
Yep.
love Star Wars, and it is the best Star Wars ride, by far. You feel like you're teleported into Star Wars, into another world. Every part of it is unique and different. Like just the way, even like the starting of the ride is so unique and different. And
Yeah.
you literally feel like you start in one world and you end in another. And it's just a great fun ride. Nice little drop in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And
Oh yeah.
some of the animatronics aren't my favorite. You know, I think they try to do the best you can with animatronics, but
They
yeah, I just
break
I
and they.
yeah. Yeah. I think it's just I mean it's Star Wars, so it's always going to be on my list for sure. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Okay. My number two is Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway.
Not number one.
No. It's
Wow.
very good though. Oh my gosh. It just I could say it's probably Anaheim, but it could, I feel like they're both very good. I will admit that Disneyland has a better pre-show or like queue,
Yeah.
but I think that Orlando is closer to my heart
Yeah, it's
because,
home.
yeah, I don't know. It's just something about like the Chinese theater.
Yeah.
It,
Yeah.
yeah. But
All the Mickey Short posters throughout the
yeah. And
line.
it like changes, and I'm like, oh, I saw that one today at our
Yep.
hotel. Or
Yep.
like, yeah. So, yeah. I just love that ride. Oh my gosh. Dad said, but like, the animation style is
Yeah.
like my
Our favorite.
favorite.
Yeah.
It's,
It is. It's
and
super
it
cool.
feels like you're being transported into that type of Mickey short.
Yeah.
And
Yep.
like, I was like yesterday, I was watching them, and they were just kind of in the background, but they're funny and they just make me smile. And yeah, so
It's like Caleb watches
great
The
ride.
Office, you know, you watch
Yeah, I
Mickey
watch Mickey
Shorts.
shorts. Yeah, and they're going away from that animation style, and it's very sad, and I'm not happy about that. Disney, save it. Don't
Get
take
back
it
to it.
away. But yeah, if they keep Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway, I will still be happy.
And that's one that they could totally add storylines to. Like
Yeah.
that would not be hard to do
As
because
long as they don't change the animation style.
yeah. We will cry.
I will be so sad.
Yep.
It's my favorite. Well, yeah. Anyway, that was my number two.
Okay.
Nice.
My number two is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind.
What's your number
Not
one?
number one?
Not number
Wow.
one. It's at Epcot, Disney World, Orlando, Florida, USA. Yeah, love Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians is probably my favorite Marvel IP. Love the characters, you know. Love the soundtracks to those movies. They're just like so music centric. I'm a music person, so it's just all the things for me. The only thing is I can't ride that ride like more than a couple
Yeah,
times in a row. It
sure.
gets me sick.
We had an after hours party one time and we just got to ride it as many times as we want. And it was like the second or third time of us
Three
riding it
times. Yeah.
in a row. And he's like, okay, I'm good now. Yeah.
But it's such a cool ride because the rewrideability is so high because there's a soundtrack, and so it's you get a different song every time, and it really feels like it changes the ride based on the song, which is so cool. So yeah, that's my number two. Just such a great concept. What do they call it? A unicoaster or something like that, where
Omnicoaster.
Omnicoaster, where you know you're on a typical roller coaster track, but you could be spinning different directions, but it's not spinning, it's a very controlled turning in different directions to be looking at things. And I think they do a good job at making it so that you're just not feeling like you're freewheeling and getting sick, you know, it's a very controlled thing. So I think they do the best they can with it, and yeah.
I feel like
That's
if
my
you
tea.
had your motion sickness patch
I'd like
while
to do
doing
it.
an after hours, I think that we should just ride as many times as I could
Yeah,
till
I'm
I go
definitely gonna
out.
try
And then you guys are gonna be like,
it.
let's do it again. I'll be like, I can't do it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's my number two. Caleb, you're up.
Nice. Okay, my number two is Everest, Animal Kingdom, Disney World.
Yeah.
I love that ride. I think the theming is great. The queue
Expedition
is
ends.
incredible with all of the old hiking stuff from actually
Yeah,
Everest,
the Yeti theming.
and
Yeah.
the Yeti theme is great. I think it's just a fun ride where the track ends and you go backwards and then you go forward. It's a fun ride. Last time I went on it, this time I went with Reese and we were in the front and it was really cool to be in the front. So I've kind of been all over the train on that. And yeah,
Yeah.
it's a fun,
I
really
love
cool ride.
probably of all the Disney rides, that one's got to be, if not the top, very close to the top of line, like queues, like the immersiveness and the attention to detail in every one of those little articles and those fake newspapers and those little props and all those rooms. Like they've created such a story that makes it feel like you're not only there, not only, you know, in the Himalayas or just, you know, outside of there, or not, where is it? In India? Or is it,
Asia.
no, where
A
is it? Where does it
Asia.
take place?
Asia. Asia.
Kilimanjaro.
Yes, the continent of Asia, but it's
Or not Kilimanjaro, that's Kilimanjaro Safari. Sorry, I always get those confused names.
my
I
brain's
know.
not working right now. What? Nepal.
Expedition Everest. So yeah, it's
Nepal.
the Himalayan mountains is where the Everest, Mount Everest is, right? Yeah.
But
So
it's in the
it
country of
you
Nepal,
feel like
right?
you're there and you're kind of walking through, and but then they kind of insert this whole Yeti backstory, which is really cool, and it makes it feel like it's real.
So I haven't ridden that a lot of times. I've ridden it like twice maybe because I rode it. I didn't like how it went backwards and I was a wimp until I went to Universal. So
Wait, but you like Guardians? Guardians goes backwards.
yeah, I know. I hate going backwards,
Interesting.
but Guardians is an exception.
It's
But
so you can't do
I
it.
know I could live without going backwards in Guardians, but
Sure.
It's I can't, so
It's a story, yeah.
yeah, I can't change it. But yeah, I haven't ridden it very many times because it scared me and I didn't like how it went backwards. So,
But
but what next
you're a
time we
coaster
go, I'm
head.
gonna do it.
She's a coaster head
I'm
now,
a
so
coaster
there you
head.
go.
I went on a ride that
Yeah, I
went
love
upsy downsies 7 times. So,
Ever
yeah.
Still Be Nothing. Yeah, that's
Yeah.
right.
Doesn't even have one upsy downsies.
It doesn't.
No
Nope. Just some
upsy
turns and
downsies.
going backwards for a little bit.
Yeah. What did Reese think of it?
She liked it a lot. She enjoyed it. Yep. Still couldn't get Jameson to go on it, but I got Tori to go on it, and Tori liked it too, which she doesn't like to go backwards either, but she really liked it. In fact, we bought a stuffed Yeti because Reese wanted a stuffed Yeti because
Did
she liked the ride so
you
much.
know that the Yeti is actually broken
What do you
in
mean?
the ride? You know
Oh,
how
yeah.
you see the
Yes.
Yeti in the mountain?
Wait, it is?
It's supposed to actually
Oh,
move.
yeah.
It used to be different. Yeah, it was different. Yeah.
But it was like breaking the mountain or something.
Yeah.
So, if they wanted to fix it, they'd have to rebuild the whole mountain and tear it down and stuff. Yeah.
And I don't think you miss anything with it. I don't
Yeah.
think, you know
No,
what I mean? I don't think
you're
it's
going too fast.
needed. Yeah. So, but no, I love that ride. It's fun.
Yep. All right, so that was your number two. We're
Yep.
now on to our number ones.
My
Drum
number one. I don't
roll,
even need to look at it.
please.
Drum roll. Guardians of the Galaxy. Cosmic Rewind. You
Epcot.
didn't clarify because it could be Mission
That's
Breakout.
true.
And we all know
I
how much I
figured.
hate drops. Drop rides are no bueno.
No bueno.
No bueno. No bueno.
Because it messes with your tummy, or.
I hate dropping. Oh, I can't do drop rides. But yeah, Guardians of the Galaxy, Cosmic Rewind, Orlando, Florida, Disney World.
Earth.
Earth, Epcot. We're going in the wrong order. But anyway, so you already explained it, and I already commented and stuff, but like I just think that it is so fun. And the fact that you get like different songs, we have a log of actually all those songs that
That's
we've
right.
heard, so we like keep track. And someday, if we hear all of the songs, we'll like be, we know.
You still haven't gotten them all?
I don't think
Oh
so.
yeah, we have. We
Really?
haven't gotten 9 to 5, but that one comes up randomly,
Are
and
you
there's
sure?
some Christmas songs we haven't gotten.
We haven't gotten 9 to 5? No, we haven't.
Let's see here.
Yeah, so you have like so many notes.
The last time I wrote it, I don't remember the song because I was worried about my daughter.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see.
We've ridden 21 times.
Wow. Okay. So, do we have like a log of songs that we haven't heard?
No, we don't.
Well, we don't have 9 to 5 on there, so
Yep.
yeah, 9 to 5. Haven't
Nine to
ridden it
five.
yet.
Good old Dolly.
But I think that
My
one comes at a special like time or spec like it
maybe it's
doesn't
at 9,
just
maybe it's
come in
only
the
at 5.
normal order. Otherwise we would have heard it by now because
I
we've
don't
ridden
know.
21 times.
That'd be awesome if it's just played the whole hour at 9 and the whole hour at
Yeah,
5.
maybe.
Everyone gets
Yeah.
the same song.
Yeah. Working hours.
But yeah, my favorite song to get is probably like Everybody Wants to Rule the World or September. Those are my personal favorites, or like Iran. But all of the other ones are very good.
Yeah, they're
So
all
yeah, that's my number one. Mission
nice.
Breakout. No,
Not
not
Mission
Mission Breakout.
Breakout.
Wait.
Nope.
Oh gosh.
Nope. You gave
Not
me
Mission.
crap for getting the
Cosmic
number
Rewind.
one. Cosmic?
Cosmic
Yeah,
Rewind.
Cosmic Rewind. Not Mission Breakout. To be
Okay.
clear. Yes.
All right, we ready for my number one?
Drum roll.
Yep.
Don't say it.
Forgot.
Wait. My God.
Oh yeah. Rise of the Resistance, Star Wars.
Yeah, it did not make
Nice.
my list.
It's one that like the buzz is wore off a little bit now, and so I think it doesn't get as much respect, but like as far as a ride and a whole experience, like there are multiple parts to the ride. You're smuggled onto a ship, you're
Yeah, it
taken
is different.
hostage by the First Order, you're
Yeah.
smuggled off of the First Order ship by the resistance, and like it's a whole experience.
Like
And so
it's
the first time, like the first couple times I rode that ride,
it was
I was
like
just in
mind-blowing.
awe.
It's crazy.
And now that you know how it's done and you watch the animatronics that aren't as good, and like I get that. But like as far as a whole ride and experience, like it is amazing.
It is.
Yeah. It's due for an update. Like
Yeah.
and that's another one too that I think they could
Like,
update that.
make that Kylo Ren animatronic actually do its job.
Yep.
Like, it's not that hard. It probably is that hard. I don't know. Just do you got this. Come on.
But technology's getting better every day, so something that would have been really, really hard and labor intensive back when they made that Kylo Ren animatronic would be something that, an intern could do now, So.
Maybe, maybe not. We don't know.
So when I
He'll
wrote it
sit
this
down
last
for like
time,
a week.
I got a different perspective than I've ever had, because normally, you go to the perspective where you're right in front of the AT-AT.
Yeah.
Mine was from the side. I'd never had that perspective,
Oh
so it was a
yeah, there's two
different
different
ride
perspectives.
experience. So,
Yeah.
which I didn't know that. I just thought everyone went right there, but I guess not. But
Yeah, that's true.
definitely a great ride.
Yeah.
Theming wise,
And it's
it's the
Star
best
Wars, and I
themed
love
ride.
Star Wars, so like that really pushes it over the edge, like I was saying, for the other ride, the toy or the Cars themed ride, that if it was a theming that I loved as much as Star Wars, I would like it more.
Yeah.
If it was like pod racers, you'd be all down for that.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah,
That
that's
I could,
actually really
you're
smart.
sitting on a gold mine.
Yeah.
Hey, Disney can hire me anytime. I can
Yeah.
come up with all kinds of rides.
You're like, yeah, I got plenty of ideas.
Yep. By
All
the way,
right.
I rode
Yeah.
oh shoot, why can't I think of the name of it? The really old Star Wars ride.
Star Tours.
Star Tours. I
Yep.
finally rode it. That's pretty
And
cool. I liked
well, and
it.
they've
It's a
got
good
updated
ride.
stories in there now too.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. I actually think I like it better than Smuggler's Run.
Really? I like
I like them
Smuggler's Run.
both, so you're not going to offend me. That they're, I would say they're on the same tier for me.
Yeah, I like the. I don't know if I just it's just different. Maybe it's just because I had never ridden it, and I've ridden Smuggler's Run multiple times. I'm
There's a
not
lot of
sure, but
nostalgia there for me too. I love Star Tours because that was a favorite ride for me as a kid.
okay, yeah. Okay, so my number one is the repeat of Vivian's. It is Guardians of the Galaxy Cosmic Rewind,
So hard to
Epcot.
beat.
Yep. It's got an excellent story. The ride is incredible. It is a blast.
The queue is even amazing.
The
Like, yeah.
queue's cool. I mean, everything about it is great. I mean, it's just a fun ride. It has a great story.
And the plot, yeah, the plot's
You're
amazing.
kind of spinning around, and it's cool that you can, each. Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's just the song, but it's a different ride experience every time.
Yeah.
It's not the same thing. So, it's different. But yeah, it's a fun. I don't think there's any Disney ride that's better than it. So,
Yeah. Ooh, one
can't
of my
argue.
favorite parts is like while they're like trying to get like the what the cosmic generator.
Yeah.
While they're trying to get that, like all the commentary and stuff is great. And
Yep. Yeah, if
me
you
and
listen
mom
to
will
one
ride
specific
together.
character.
Me and mom will ride together and Drax is like, I hate milk and
Yeah.
stuff. And we always laugh
Yeah,
at
yeah.
that. And they're like, yeah, so. Yeah.
It's
Very
a fun
fun.
ride for sure. Reese did not like it, but I think Reese was a little too young for it.
Yeah.
I think it was a little too intense for her, but she rode it, so I was glad that she tried it.
Did Jameson ride it?
Nope. Nope, but do you want to know what Jameson's favorite ride is at Disney World?
What?
Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
That's a great
Good for
ride.
him. Yeah.
That's
That made
a
my
big deal because
honorable
that's a roller
mentions,
coaster.
yep,
I think.
that's a
Wait,
good
no, maybe it
good
didn't.
ride.
I don't know.
That one ranks 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 14th.
Hold on. I gotta check mine.
Yep.
14th. Wow, that's way down there.
Well, these are my honorable mentions in order.
Is
Number nine.
Space
Okay.
Mountain, Disneyland,
Oh.
Radiator Springs Racers,
I'll do mine.
Indiana Jones Adventure, Disneyland,
Indiana
Big
Jones.
Thunder Mountain, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, Smuggler's Run, Test Track, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Slinky Dog Dash, Kilimanjaro Safaris, Toy Story Mania, Soarin', and Star Tours.
Do you not have Tower of Terror on yours at all?
Ooh, I do not like Tower of Terror.
I'd put it right there. It just probably just off of that list. I like it.
Okay, my honorable mentions are number six, Avatar, Flight of Passage. Number seven, Star Wars, Rise of the Resistance. Eight, Test Track. Nine, Seven Dwarves. 10 is probably Big Thunder. 11, People Mover. I don't know. It's just very special to me.
Nostalgia, and it's mom's favorite, or one of mom's favorites.
And then Ratatouille. Ratatouille.
We need to talk about Test Track because,
Sorry, Slinky Dog was supposed to go.
oh,
I
yep.
was number nine, so kind of messed up the whole thing. But yeah.
So Test Track used to be ranked higher for you.
I don't know. There's just better now. I mean, I love Test Track. It's very close to my heart. But I haven't ridden it in so
Well,
long.
it's getting refabbed.
Sure.
And
Yep.
so, do you think it'll go back up if it?
Oh, it'll go back up.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, it will.
Unless they ruin it.
They
It's
won't.
so sad. No,
They won't.
they can't ruin that.
No.
You don't think so?
No, because they're Disney. It's okay.
GM won't let them. GM won't put their name on it unless it's cool.
Yeah. I'm sad that Chevrolet's not doing it anymore, though. I thought Chevrolet was cool.
It was Chevrolet Test Track, and then it's
Yeah.
gonna be GM Test Track now.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, Chevy's owned by GM, so.
I know, but
Yeah.
like, I like Chevy better.
She's a Chevy girl like her
They gotta
dad,
still have
right?
Chevy, though, don't you think? I would think they'd still have Chevy.
It's
I
just
don't know.
umbrellaed, so it'll be probably referenced, maybe. I don't
Yeah. All right, you want my honorable mentions?
know.
I
Let's
didn't
do
do
it.
as many. I mean, I
That's
could have
okay.
gone further, but I had Tower of Terror as six. I rode it for the first time just what a couple weeks ago. It was a blast. I thought it was a
Great,
great
great
ride.
theming. That theming
Yep.
is another
It's
one
a
that's just like so good.
the my only complaint was, so we did it at night, and when they take your picture, that light is so bright in my
Yeah.
eyeballs. It was killing my eyes.
Yeah.
But yeah, theming wise, I mean, it's a fun ride. It's quick. It's, you
Yep.
know, it's not like it's long. But yeah, it was really enjoyable. Mickey Mouse.
Yep, Mickey and Minnie's.
Yeah, Mickey and Minnie's. I love it. Is a great ride, but it just got pushed down by other
Yeah.
rides. And then Seven Dwarfs Mine Train was number eight.
Yeah, the thing about Mickey and Minnie's is like, as far as a complex ride, there's not much to it.
Right.
But like that's kind of part of it too, because it's a comic strip. It's meant to be basic and two-dimensional almost.
Yeah, but it's very
It's a
special.
it's a I mean,
Personal.
visually, it's an
Yeah.
incredible ride
Oh
visually.
yeah, it's just crazy. It's great. There you
So,
go.
we're gonna be back next week with Derek, hopefully.
What's your theme? I wanna know.
It'll still be.
Favorite bands. We've never done favorite bands. I know we've done like favorite albums and
Yeah,
but
my
anyway,
favorite album is outdated.
we've not done anything like this with Derek anyway, so I'm interested to talk music with him
Who will my
and you, of
favorite be?
course.
I don't know.
So, question.
Yeah.
Disney question. What is your most overrated Disney ride?
I
I know
gotta go
it's
look
kind of
at the list of
like,
rides.
it's kind of controversial.
not necessarily like our least favorite ride, but just like,
Right. But one that gets
like in
so much
our
hype
opinion, the
or
most overrated.
Tron.
Yeah. I'm just thinking like, what ones that have long lines or sell out
Yeah, I
quick,
mean
that kind of stuff.
Peter Pan's Flight. Yeah.
Tron,
The first one that came to mind for me was Slinky Dog.
Yeah, it's
It's
kind of a
always
great.
has a crazy long line.
Yeah.
It always and sells out really quick with the fast passes and
Yeah.
stuff,
It's a
but
great ride, but it's not worth the line that it normally
yeah.
has.
I thought
I mean,
it
the
was.
queue's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
Yeah.
they could have at least put it inside so we're not all dying in the heat.
Sure.
Yeah.
My
Yeah.
goodness.
Andy's
Sure. Yeah.
When at least we're not dying in the heat for 2 hours. Like, my
Yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. It's not a bad ride. I just think
Yeah.
people
There are better.
overhype it. I think they
And
overhype it.
yeah.
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 And I agree. Yeah, and Tron's just, like we said,
It's too
all the reasons.
short.
It's just too
Come
short of a
on.
ride for how long you're waiting. Like we've been stuck in that line for
Oh
hours
my God.
when the ride's been shut down or whatever. Trying to think if there's another one that's not worth the hype.
Navi River Journey.
Oh yeah. Another like it's cool,
It
but if
has
it's
like
more than a half hour, we're not gonna
usually like
wait.
70
Yeah.
or 80.
Yeah.
Like,
Which is
why?
crazy. Yeah, I
Yeah.
agree. It should not be.
Like, I'll ride
Yeah.
it if I have a fast pass, but not for 80 minutes. Maybe not even for like 30 minutes. Like, that's still a lot
Yeah.
for a
Yeah.
water ride that you're just like
Well, a lot of
going.
times we're trying to get through Animal Kingdom in like a half day, or
Yeah.
and
even on top of that, it's not open very late, so you're trying to get other stuff done there too. So
Yeah.
might
Yeah.
skip that one.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah. So yeah. Favorite bands next week.
Yep.
What will mine be?
Taylor.
Probably won't be.
No.
I'll give you a hint. It
Oh.
might be her.
Not Chapel.
I don't know. Okay, I'm gonna have a little list. I don't know. I'm not gonna say them all because I only get one.
You only get one as a
Yeah, as a
pop in.
guest. But if I'm fast, I can maybe slip in too.
I think that's Reese's right now is Chapel. Oh,
Yeah,
nice.
Chapel's great. I don't know. Yeah, but the
Yeah, it's
people
not easy.
listening don't know what's on my shirt, so they don't know yet. Ha
Nope.
they don't know that you're wearing a Weird Al Yankovic t-shirt.
Yep, definitely.
Huge, huge Weird Al fan.
Yep, that's me.
Could you name a Weird Al song? Yeah, I didn't think
No.
Eat it.
That's
Eat it.
what?
Put it in your mouth and eat it.
Do you know who Weird
Nope.
Al is?
He does what do they call it? Parodies, song parodies, like from Beat It from Michael Jackson and
Was like,
Like a Virgin from Madonna. He does one that's like a surgeon cutting for
yep.
the very first time.
An Amish paradise instead
Amish
of gangster's
Paradise.
paradise.
Yeah.
That's
We
nice.
have the record. We can go downstairs and
Why
listen
do
to
we
it.
have a
Mom
record?
wanted it.
Do you have like a best of, or do you have
Yeah,
a
it's
specific
from
one?
the soundtrack from the new movie has
Oh,
all of his
okay.
good songs on it and a lot
Yep.
of his bad songs too.
Oh,
I
that's
haven't
awesome.
watched that movie. Did you watch it?
No, we've not watched it yet.
It looked really funny and looked like it was
Yeah,
going to be really good,
I
but
think we'll
I
watch
never
it.
got to it.
Just haven't
When
gotten
did
to
it come out?
it. Like this past year.
Oh, so it wasn't that
I
long.
don't remember. I feel like it's been a while, but I couldn't remember. Daniel Radcliffe plays Weird Al.
What?
Yeah, Harry Potter plays Weird Al.
Ugh.
Does he have the scar?
You're the chosen one. You're a wizard, Harry.
Don't think so.
All right, Caleb. We'll let you go. This one's got to get to bed.
Are your
Ready?
children all in bed?
Jameson will be in bed in 5 minutes.
Better
Ooh,
be.
I should be in bed in 5 minutes. My goodness.
Yep. His
Yeah.
bedtime's 9.
Yeah, mine is too.
Yep.
I gotta go.
Yep.
All right, we'll hit the stop button here.
Goodbye.
See you next week.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
And that's a wrap on another episode of the High Five Podcast. Remember, five is just the start, not the end. Don't forget to share your high fives with us on our Facebook page at facebook.com/thehighfivepodcast. We'll be back next week with more exciting adventures in counting and beyond. Until then, a big high five from Caleb, Derek, and Jay to you. We'll see you next time. Intro and outro music was created by our friend Trevor Durheimer.